我今天要跟弟兄姊妹交通的是何西亚书第一章。
Today I would like to share Hosea chapter 1.
我们知道何西亚是小先知里面的一位。
We know that Hosea is a minor prophet.
小先知书非常的重要。
The books of the minor prophets are very important.
他被称为小先知是因为他的范围比较小。
He's considered a minor prophet because his scope is much smaller.
但是呢，他的预言非常的重要。
But his prophecies are very important.
所以我们需要花时间好好的来读它。
So we must spend time to really read this book.
所以我今天只交通第一章。
So today I will be sharing chapter one.
我们晓得，如果我们读整个何西阿书，它主要是向着北国以色列发预言。
We know that the entire book of Hosea is based on prophecies for the northern kingdom of Israel.
所以主要的预言是向着北国以色列。
So the prophecies are meant for the northern kingdom of Israel.
但是当然你也会发觉很多关于南国犹大的预言。
But we also see that there are prophecies for the southern kingdom of Judah.
何西阿当时所在的时代，正好如果你读第一节的话，你知道那时候正好是耶罗波安二世做以色列王的时候。
Hosea's generation was under the reign of King Jeroboam II.
如果你读历史的话，在那一段时间，他们在外面来说非常的强盛。
If you read the history books, you see that outwardly this nation is very strong.
他们物质上面非常的丰富
and they are very abundant.
而且呢神祝福他们
and they are filled with blessings.
但是很奇妙的就是实际上他们在那里行恶拜偶像
but in reality, they were evil and they were into idolatry.
所以如果我们要 了解他的历史背景的话呢我们需要来读列王记下十四章
So if we want to understand their history, we must read 2 Kings chapter 14.
列王记下十四章
Second Kings chapter 14
列王记下十四章二十三到二十七节
Second Kings chapter 14 verse 23 to 27
二十三节告诉我们那时候正好是耶罗波安在做王
In verse 23 it says
耶罗波安在做王
Jeroboam is the king.
对然后二十四节你就看见了他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事
And in 24 it says that he did evil in the sight of the Lord.
所以你看见他很恶的
So we see that he is evil.
但是你看二十六节跟二十七节啊，他说因为耶和华看见以色列人甚是艰苦无论困住的自由的都没有了也无人帮助以色列人耶和华并没有说要将以色列的民从天下涂抹来借约阿斯的儿子耶罗波安拯救他们
In verse 26 and 27 For the Lord saw that the affliction of Israel was very bitter and whether bond or free there was no helper for Israel and the Lord did not say that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam the son of Joash
所以这里你看见哦，神祝福他们，不是因为他们好。
So here we see that they are blessed not because they are good.
而是神怜悯他们。
But it's because he is merciful.
要帮助他们。
And that he helps them.
盼望了，因为神的爱，使他们悔改归向神。
He helps them in hopes that his love will have helped them to repent.
所以你看见神的爱。
So we see God's love.
你看见神的心。
We see God's heart.
如果他们仍然不悔改，那神的审判就要临到。
If they do not repent, judgment will come.
我们知道，如果你读历史的话
，We understand that if we read history,
在耶罗波安二世死了以后，不到五十年呢，他们就被亚述掳去了。
50 years after Jeroboam's death, they were taken by the Assyrians.
被散到列国，一直到今天。
And they were scattered throughout the nations until today.
为什么？因为他们不肯悔改。
Why? It's because they did not repent.
就审判临到他们。
So judgment came upon them.
在今天我们的光景也是如此。
Today, our circumstances are the same.
主快要回来了。
God is returning.
神的审判呢，他要临到全地。
And his judgment will cover the entire earth.
但审判呢，是先从神的家开始。
But God's judgment will start with his house.
但我们常常不够警醒。
But oftentimes we are not watchful.
很多时候外面来看呢，我们很丰盛。
Outwardly, we look very abundant.
有神的祝福。
And we have God's blessings.
但这并不一定说我们属灵的光景是对的。
But this does not say that our spiritual life is normal.
事实上呢，这是神的怜悯。
This is because of God's mercy.
还有他的恩典。
And his blessing.
盼望呢，我们能够明白神的心。
So that we can understand his heart.
能够悔改归向他。
So that we can return to him.
免得神的审判临到。
Lest there be judgment.
所以你看见，这是当时何西阿所处的那个背景。
So this is the situation that Hosea is dealing with.
这也是我们今天所处的光景。
And this is the current situation we are in.
所以你不要看外面那些好像很丰富。
So do not look on the outward.
不要以为这样子就是我们走对了路，我们就是在对的光景里面。
Do not think that your spiritual life is normal.
这常常是因为神的怜悯跟恩典。
Oftentimes this is the Lord's mercy and his blessing.
盼望我们摸到神的心。
So that we can touch his heart.
我们能够悔改。
So that we can repent.
我们能够归向他。
And then we can turn to him.
免得审判临到。
So the judgment does not come upon us.
好，对于这样子以色列这样的情形，神要怎么做？
So how does God deal with Israel?
现在神要用一种非常不同的方式来对他们说话。
God will use a very different approach to speak to them.
神要使用先知个人的生活来向他不忠的百姓说话。
He will speak through them through the personal life of the prophets to speak to the unfaithful.
所以你就看到第二节怎么讲呢？耶和华初次与何西阿说话，对他说：“你去娶淫妇为妻，也收纳从淫乱所生的儿女，因为这地大行淫乱，离弃耶和华。”
So we see in Hosea chapter 1 verse 2, when the Lord began to speak by Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, Go take yourself a wife of harlotry and children of harlotry, for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord.
从字面上来看，这个女人嫁给先知之前已经是淫妇，而且呢生了儿女。
From reading the text, you see that This woman is already a harlot before marriage and already has children.
这可能是对的。
This may be true.
但是许多认识希伯来原文的圣经学者。
But those that understand the original Hebrew text.
他说当这个女人嫁给先知之前还不是淫妇也没有生儿女。
This woman was not a harlot and did not have children prior to her marriage.
乃是在神的预知里面知道她将来要变成这个样子。
But God foreknew she would become one.
所以呢，他叫先知去娶这个女人。
And so he tells the prophet to marry her.
就后来呢，你看这个女人跟她所生的儿女呢，就成了以色列民不忠心的一个预兆。
So this harlot and her children represent the unfaithfulness of God's people.
所以现在神乃是要借着何西阿个人的生活来对他的百姓说话。
So God will use Hosea's personal life experience to speak to his children.
何西阿经历了他生命的悲剧。
Hosea experiences his life's tragedy.
他的妻子离开他而去。
His wife leaves him.
然后他开始明白神的心。
And he gradually starts to understand God's heart.
以及神的百姓犯罪的时候，神所受的痛苦。
And the suffering that God experiences from our sin.
你知道何西阿如果没有经历这些事情，他不懂神的心的。
If Hosea didn't experience these things, he would not understand God's heart.
他也不知道当神的百姓犯罪的时候，神的痛苦。
he would not understand the suffering that God experiences from our sin.
现在神要借着何西阿他个人的生活对他百姓说话。
So he will use Hosea's experience to speak to his people.
以色列人拜偶像离弃神。
Israel's idolatry and leaving God.
他所引起的不只是神的愤怒。
It does not only create God's anger.
虽然神不得不审判他们。
And it does not prevent them from judgment.
但这件事情所造成的乃是神的心碎了。
But it creates God's broken heart.
神常常透过我们的经历来启示他的自己。
God goes through our experiences to reveal himself to us.
我们经历苦难的事情啊，当时常常没有办法解释的。
When we go through tribulations, oftentimes it cannot be explained at the moment.
但神可能正好借着这些事来预备我们。
But God uses these things to prepare us so he can use it.
所以将来可以使用我们。
So he can use us.
因为只有一个破碎的心才能明白神的心。
Because only a broken heart can understand God's heart.
所以现在何西阿开始懂得神的心了。
So now Hosea understands God's heart.
因为从他的妻子离开他，他学到了。
Because when his wife leaves him, he learned.
他不仅愤怒，他也心碎。
He is not only angry, his heart is broken.
他明白神的心。
He understands God's heart.
当神的百姓犯罪离弃神的时候。
And when God's people sin and leave him.
他不仅愤怒而已。
He is not only angry.
他不仅伤痛而已。
And he is not only hurt.
他也心碎。
His heart is broken.
所以只有一个破碎的心能够认识神的心。
So only a broken heart can understand God's heart.
也只有在我们经历到一些事情以后，神能够启示我们。
And only through certain experiences can God reveal himself to us.
约瑟的经历就是这个样子。
Joseph's experience is like this.
如果你翻开创世纪五十章。
If we open our book to Genesis chapter 50.
我们知道约瑟他是预表主的。
We see that Joseph represents the Lord.
他曾经被弟兄出卖。
He was sold by his brothers.
他也经历了许多的苦难。
He experienced many tribulations.
就像我们的主所经历的。
Just like the one our Lord experienced.
你知道我们的主也被弟兄出卖。
Our Lord was sold by his brothers.
我们主也经过很多的苦难。
And he experienced many tribulations.
当时约瑟可能不明白。
And at this time, Joseph may not have understood.
为什么这些事要临到他？
Why these things should come to him?
但最后，他的弟兄因为曾经出卖他，而后悔而悲伤的时候。
But in the end, during his brother's regret and sorrow.
你看创世纪五十章二十节，约瑟怎么说？
Look in Genesis 50, chapter 20, verse 20.
他说：从前你们的意思是要害我。但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people alive.
所以你看，现在约瑟能够解释他的经历。
So now Joseph can explain his experience.
也能够明白主的心。
And he can understand the Lord's heart.
好，现在神要怎么做？
So now what does God do?
你看第三节。
Look in verse 3.
好，于是何西阿就娶了低拉因的女儿歌蔑，这妇人怀孕给他生了一个儿子。
So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son.
所以他所娶的这个妻子呢，叫歌蔑，是低拉因的女儿。
So the daughter he married, who is Gomer, married the daughter of Diblaim.
对，低拉因的意思是什么意思？
What is the meaning of Diblaim?
它是一个双生的无花果。
It is two cakes of figs.
代表是很甜美的意思。
Which means it is very sweet.
那歌蔑是什么意思呢？
And what does Gomer mean?
歌蔑是完全的意思。
Gomer means complete.
换句话说，这里所讲到来是一种最终之乐的甜美。
In other words, it is a sweetness of the pleasure of sin.
先知的妻子离开他，去寻求最终之乐，结果呢，就是败坏。
The prophet's wife leaves her husband to seek pleasure of sin and ends in corruption.
就这里所代表的，这就这里所说的。
So this is what it says here.
那同样的，以色列百姓离弃神，寻求世界的享乐，拜偶像，结果落在审判之下被掳。
Israel forsakes God to enjoy the pleasures of the world and idolatry, which ends in judgment and is taken captive.
所以你看，这是第三节是告诉我们的。
So this is what verse 3 tells us.
那神是公义的。
But God is righteous.
所以神现在要怎么审判他们？
So how will he judge them?
这是第四节所讲的。
This is in verse 4.
耶和华对何西阿说，给他起名叫耶斯列。因为再过片时，我必讨耶户家在耶斯列杀人流血的罪，也必使以色列家的国灭绝。
Then the Lord said to him, Call his name Jezreel, for in a little while I will avenge the bloodshed of Jezreel on the house of Yehu, and bring an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel.
Okay, 耶斯列是一个地方的名字。
Jezreel is a name of a place.
那现在呢，他要给他的儿子取名叫耶斯列。
And now he will name his son Jezreel.
耶斯列这个字哦，字跟他的音和以色列非常的接近。
The tone of Jezreel is very similar to the tone of Israel.
所以神是要借着这个耶斯列来预表以色列。
And so Jezreel will represent Israel.
耶斯列这个字的字的意思是分散。
The name Jezreel means scattered.
所以现在神要使以色列人分散。
So Israel will now be scattered.
所以你刚刚看到第四节最后那句话，也要使以色列家的国灭绝。
So at the end of verse 4, and bring an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel.
所以他们要被分散，他们要被灭绝了。
So they will be scattered, and so they will be scattered.
但这里特别提到很特别的，他说他要讨。耶户家在耶斯列杀人流血的罪。
But it also says, I will avenge the bloodshed of Jezreel on the house of Yehu.
这里说到耶户，他在耶斯列这个地方曾经杀了人。
It mentions that Yehu had killed someone in Jezreel.
那跟我们现在谈到的有什么关系？
So what is the similarities between this and us now?
因为耶户是耶罗波安的曾祖父。
Because Yehu is the great grandson of Jeroboam the second.
耶户是他的曾祖父啊，这 great grand
So Yehu is his great grandfather.
对啊，那他到底在耶斯列杀了谁呢
？So who did he kill in Jezreel?
为什么现在要？因着这件事情，神的审判要临到以色列家呢
？So why is God's judgment coming upon the house of Israel because of this？
所以我们需要知道它的历史。
So we need to understand its history。
我们才知道我们这边在讲些什么。
So that we can see what they're speaking.
OK， 我们先来看列王记上十二章。
Let's look at First Kings chapter 12。
对。那你特别提到，当时。以色列在所罗门的时代哦，非常的强盛。
It mentions here that the kingdom of Israel is very strong under the rule of King Solomon.
可是所罗门拜偶像以后呢，他们以色列就分裂了。
But when Solomon turned to idolatry, the nation was scattered.
我们在那时候就分成北国以色列跟南国犹大。
We know that it was separated into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom of Judah.
但是不管怎么样呢，他们还是在。南国在犹大这个耶路撒冷来敬拜神。
But no matter what, they still worshipped in Jerusalem in the northern kingdom.
Okay, 如果你读十二章的二十五到三十节
，If you read chapter 12, verse 25 to 30,
我们说当时的王呢是耶罗波安一世。
We know that the king at that time was Jeroboam the first.
他因为政治的目的
，Because of politics,
他怕百姓呢。因为去耶路撒冷敬拜神呢，心就归到犹大。
He feared that if his people went to Jerusalem to worship, their hearts will go towards Judah.
结果他做了什么事呢？他就在他的北方的但跟南方的伯特利立了两个金牛犊。
So he raised two golden calves in
Dan, Dan and the
and Dan
Beth,
and Bethel.
对，然后告诉他们说，这就是领你们出埃及的耶和华。
And he tells them, this is
领你们出埃及 ，lead you out of Egypt.
This is the Jehovah that leads you out of Egypt.
对，所以呢，这就是他们百姓就现在追踪。
So this is what the people should worship.
所以你看，以色列开始堕落了。
So already Israel is starting to fall.
但是不仅如此，你如果读到列王记上十六章。
But if you read 1 Kings chapter 16.
你就发觉了，接下来就来到了。他们兴起了一个王叫亚哈。
They have a king named Ahab.
那是十六章的二十九到三十三节。
This is 16:29-33.
嗯。然后你读三十节的时候，你看见亚哈怎么样？他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，比他以前的列王更甚。
In verse 30, evil in the sight of, King Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him.
以前他们拜金牛犊，但最少他们还称他为耶和华神。
Before they would worship a golden calf, but at least claim that he is the Jehovah.
那现在呢？他娶了耶洗别为妻。
But now that King Ahab married his wife is a Jezebel.
正式开始拜巴利。
Formally started to worship Baal.
所以现在神定义呢，要审判亚哈家。
So now, the Lord will judge the house of Ahab.
那当时发生了一件事情。
And at this time, something happened.
就是在列王记上二十一章所讲的。
This happens in 1 Kings chapter 21.
那时候在耶斯列这个地方，你看现在提到了耶斯列了啊。那在耶斯列这个地方有一个人呢，叫拿伯。
Here in the city of Jezreel.
有一个人叫拿伯
There's a man named Naboth.
他有一个葡萄园，正好靠近了亚哈的王宫。
He had a grapevine or a vineyard that was near the palace of Ahab.
那亚哈看见了呢，就非常喜欢，想要把这个，想要得到他这个葡萄园做自己的菜园。
Ahab liked Naboth's vineyard and wanted to have it for his vegetable garden.
所以他想要向拿伯买。
And he wanted to purchase this land from Naboth.
但拿伯是一个敬畏耶和华的人。
But Naboth respected God.
他不敢出卖这个神的产业。
And he will not just willingly sell his piece of inheritance.
所以他就拒绝了亚哈。
So he denied Ahab.
那当然亚哈就非常不高兴。
So of course Ahab was upset.
那他的妻子耶洗别知道了。
And his wife Jezebel came to know this.
他找了两个人。两个匪徒做见证，陷害拿伯，最后用石头打死了他。
She found two scoundrels and seated them before him, and they bore false witness against him. And
用石头打死他。
They stoned him
to death.
To death.
最后就得到这个葡萄园。
And then they received this vineyard.
所以你看见神现在真的是定义要审判亚哈家了。
So now it is for certain that.Ahab's house will be judged.
如果你继续读下，你读到《列王记下》第九章第十章。
If we read 2 Kings chapter 9 and 10,
你就看见了神就使用耶户来审判亚哈家。
God uses Yehu to judge Ahab's house.
这就是耶户在耶斯列杀人流血的事情。
This is why Yehu kills.
第四节，这里的第四节讲的。
In verse 4。
就是耶户在耶斯列杀人流血的罪。
This is why there will be bloodshed in the house of Yehu, and he will avenge.
所以你有没有想到，耶户做的是对的事情，现在神为什么要追讨他的罪？
So Yehu doing the right thing, why does God
condemn him
for his sin.
亚哈一家都是恶人。
Ahab had an entire family of evil.
受审判是应该的。
And judgment was deserved.
那为何这里说神要追讨亚户家、耶户家在耶斯列杀人流血的罪呢？
So why will he avenge the bloodshed of Jezreel on the house of Yehu?
因为耶户没有从这件事情上学到教训。
Because Yehu did not learn from his experience.
他没有敬畏神。
He did not respect God.
没有远离罪，反而拜偶像。
He did not leave his sin, instead he went towards idolatry.
所以现在呢，耶斯列就成了神审判耶户家的罪的原因。
So in Jezreel, this is why God punishes the house of Yehu.
也要使以色列家灭绝。
And
第四节，第一章第四节。
And bring an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel.
所以你现在懂得他第四节为什么这么讲的原因。
So this is why verse 4 is, this is why it tells us in verse 4.
本来耶户是做了一件对的事情。
Yehu did something right.
因为他为着神来审判了亚哈家。
Because of God, he was used for judgment in King Ahab's house.
亚哈是恶人，所以应该要审判。
Ahab is evil, so he must be judged.
但是他没有学到教训。
But he did not learn from him.
他仍然不敬畏神。
He did not respect God.
作恶，远离神，拜偶像。
And he still did evil, sinned and worshipped idols.
所以神的审判要临到他了。
So God's judgment will come upon him.
但是这件事情，关于拿伯这件事情，还有特别的预表。
So there's another representation of Naboth.
拿伯是一个义人，他预表我们的主。
Naboth was a righteous man, and he represented our Lord.
你记得在马太福音二十一章，主耶稣又说了一个比喻。
In Matthew chapter 21, God gives us, or the Lord gives us an example.
你看二十一章的三十三节。
Matthew 21 verse 33.
主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
The Lord gives us a parable.
那这个比喻呢，跟拿伯是完全是一样的。
And this parable is very similar to the one of Naboth.
你看这边也提到有一个人。
Here it mentions a man.
也提到了一个葡萄园。
And it mentions a vineyard.
也提到了被恶人用石头打死。
And it also mentions the man being stoned to death.
所以我们来看一下三十三节。
So let us look in verse 33.
你们再听一个比喻，这主耶稣讲的啊。你们再听一个比喻，有个家主栽了一个葡萄园。周围圈上篱笆，里面挖了一个压酒池，盖了一座楼，租给园户，就往外国去了。
Verse 33, hear another parable. There is a certain landowner who planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. He leased it to vine dressers and went into a far country.
这里的家主我们知道就是指着神说的。
Here the landowner speaks of God.
葡萄园是讲的以色列。
The vineyard represents Israel.
那租给这些园户，这些园户就在旧约就代表亚哈这一家坏蛋。那在新约这边呢，我们知道是指的祭司长跟法利赛人。
The vine dressers here are represented by King Ahab's house, and in New Testament times, it represents the chief priests and the Pharisees.
对，然后呢，我们你接下来看就发觉，就这个原主呢，就这个家主就派了好多的仆人去要收果子。
So you, later on in this chapter, you see that, the landowner sends many servants to vine dressers to receive its fruit.
结果呢，他们就有的是打了一个三十五节打了一个杀了一个用石头打死一个。
In 35, it says they beat one, killed one, and stoned another.
37节，后来打发他的儿子到他们那里去，意思说他们必尊敬我的儿子。
In 37, then last of all, he sent his son to them, saying they will respect my son.
我们的这个儿子就指着主耶稣说的。
And we know that this son speaks of our Lord Jesus.
也就像旧约的拿伯。
And just like the Old Testament,
38节，不料园户看见他儿子，就彼此说：“这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，占他的产业。”
In verse 38, but when the vine dressers saw the son, they said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance."
39节，他们就拿住他，推出葡萄园外，杀了。
39, so they took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him.
我们主耶稣就被钉在十字架上了，看到没有
？And Jesus was nailed to the cross.
40节，原主来的时候要怎么处置这些园户呢
？Verse 40, therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine dressers?
41节，他们说要下毒手除灭那些恶人，将葡萄园另租给那按着时候交果子的园户。
Verse 41, they said to him, He will destroy those wicked men miserably and leave his vineyard to other vine dressers who will render to him the fruits of their season.
我们知道这就是发生在主耶主后70年，罗马来围攻耶路撒冷的时候发生的事情。
We know this happens in 70 AD when the Romans besieged Jerusalem.
所以你看见这些完全应验我们刚才讲的第四节的话。
So we see that this fulfills the words in verse 4 of Hosea, chapter 1.
就是说第四节讲的，我必追讨耶户家在耶斯列杀人流血的罪，也必使以色列家的国灭绝。
For in a little while I will avenge the bloodshed of Jezreel on the house of Yehu and bring an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel.
所以你看 不仅旧约是如此、哦、新约也是这个样子。
So not only does it happen in the Old Testament, it also happens in the New Testament.
那接下来神怎么说呢？就在第五节讲的。
So the Lord tells us in verse 5.
到那日我必在耶斯列平原折断以色列的弓。
It shall come to pass in that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel.
我们知道弓是为了打仗的。
We know the bow represents battle.
现在弓折断了代表说他们要打败仗了。
And the bow being broken means they will fail in battle.
果然这件事情发生了。
This happens.
列王记下十八章我们看一下。
In 2 Kings chapter 18.
列王记下十八章。
2 Kings chapter 18.
它记在第九节到十二节。
In verse 9 to 12.
我们只看十一十二节就好。
We will only read verse 11 and 12.
列王记下十八章十一十二节。
Second Kings chapter 18 verse 11 and 12.
亚述王记得啊，亚述王将以色列人掳到亚述，把他们安置在哈纳与歌散的哈伯河边，并马代人的城邑，都因他们不听从耶和华他们神的话，违背他的约，就是耶和华仆人摩西吩咐他们所当守的。
Then the king of Assyria carried Israel away captive to Assyria, and put them in Hala, and by the harbor, the river of Gozan, and in the cities of Medes, because they did not obey the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant and all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded, and they would neither hear nor do them.
这就应验了第五节的话，以色列的弓被折断了。
And this fulfills the words in verse 5 that... The bow will be broken.
好，第六节，歌篾又怀孕生了一个女儿。耶和华对何西阿说，给他起名叫罗路哈玛，因为我必不再怜悯以色列家，绝不赦免他们。
In verse 6, and she conceived again and bore a daughter. Then God said to him, call her name Lo Ruhama, for I will no longer have mercy on the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away.
所以果然以色列家不再蒙怜悯，被掳分散到各地。
So the house of Israel will no longer have mercy, and they will be taken captive and scattered among the nations.
那第七节告诉我们说呢，他说我却要怜悯犹大家，使他们靠耶和华他们的神得救，不使他们靠弓刀征战马匹与马兵得救。
In verse 7, yet I will have mercy on the house of Judah, will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, or battle, by horses or horsemen.
换句话说，犹大没有办法救自己。
In other words, Judah cannot save itself.
只有神能拯救。
Only God will save them.
所以你如果读列王记下十八章跟十九章。
So if you read 2 Kings chapter 18 and 19,
你就看见后来亚述果然来攻打犹大。
You see that Assyria does come to attack Judah.
占领犹大一切的城。
And takes and kept
all the city.
Takes all their cities.
最后呢，就围攻耶路撒冷。
And they attack Jerusalem.
结果神帮助他们。
But God helps them.
就是十九节十九章的三十五节。
Which is spoken of in chapter 19, verse 35.
他说：“当夜耶和华的使者出去，在亚述营中杀了十八万五千人。清早有人起来一看，都是死尸了。”
And it came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses all dead.
所以你看见犹大没有办法救自己。
So we see that Judah cannot save himself.
神派一个天使一个晚上杀了185,000。
God sends one angel and kills 185,000.
这就应验了第七节的话。
And this fulfills the words in verse 7.
好，第八跟第九节，歌篾给罗路哈玛断奶以后，又怀孕生了一个儿子。耶和华说，给他起名叫罗阿米，因为你们不做我的子民，我也不做你们的神。
So in verse 8 and 9, now when she had weaned Lo Ruhamah, she conceived and bore a son. Then God said, call his name Lo Ami, for you are not my people, and I will not be your God.
这是今天整个以色列的光景。
This is the situation of Israel today.
不仅旧约这个样子。
Not only in the Old Testament.
新约也是如此。
But also in the New Testament.
2000年来神与他们彻底决裂分开。
For 2,000 years, God had separated himself from Israel.
以色列不做神的子民，神也不做他们的神。
Israel is not God's people, and God is not the God of Israel.
到了这里，似乎是一点盼望都没有。
Here it seems that there's no hope.
因为神是公义的神。
Because God is a righteous God.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
罗马书11:29告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 11, it tells us.
11:29。
In chapter 11, verse 29.
因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
神是公义的，但神也是慈爱的。
God is righteous, but He is also
loving.
Merciful.
神要怎么样开始做恢复的工作呢？
So how does God start to?
这个工作的结果是怎么样呢？
What is this that he is going to do?
你看结果就在第十节所讲的。
In verse 10 it shows us.
然而以色列的人数必如海沙，不可量，不可数。从前在什么地方对他们说，你们不是我的子民，将来在那里必对他们说，你们是永生神的儿子。
Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And it shall come to pass in the place where it is said to them, you are not my people. There it shall be said to them, you are sons of the living God.
这怎么可能发生？神要怎么做？
How does this happen and how is God planning to do this?
你注意第一节。
Notice in verse 1.
何西亚的父亲是贝利。
The father of Hosea is Beeri.
贝利是什么意思？
What does Beeri mean?
耶和华的井。
It means well of Jehovah.
耶和华的井。
Well of Jehovah.
何西亚什么意思？
What does Hosea mean?
救恩。
It means salvation.
你把这两个名字放在一起，你想到什么？
So when you put these two names together, what does it remind you of?
约翰福音第四章，记不记得？
John chapter 4.
主耶稣来到撒玛利亚那个井旁，记不记得？
Jesus comes to Samaria and sits by the well.
你看，你大家看到什么叫做耶和华的井，什么叫做救恩。
So we see what is the well of Jehovah and what is salvation.
记得吗？
Do you remember?
第四章。
Chapter 4.
主来到撒玛利亚的井旁。
Jesus comes to the well in Samaria.
遇见撒玛利亚的妇人。
And he meets a Samaritan woman.
我们都记得这个故事。
And we remember the story.
撒玛利亚以前是以色列的首都。
Samaria used to represent Israel.
撒玛利亚以前是他的首都 ，capital.
So it's the capital of Israel.
所以撒玛利亚是代表以色列的。
So it represents Israel.
那这个妇人呢？她有五个丈夫。
And this woman had five husbands.
那现在跟她在一起的不是她的丈夫。
And the man she is with now is not her husband.
所以撒玛利亚妇人是代表以色列的百姓。
So the Samaritan woman represents the people of Israel.
她的光景是没有盼望的。
And her situation there is no hope.
所以以色列人也是没有盼望的。
So Israel has no hope.
但是主就是那个救恩。
But the Lord is that salvation.
主耶稣来寻找罪人。
Jesus comes and finds sinners.
使这个撒玛利亚妇人有了盼望。
So that the Samaritan woman could have hope.
也使以色列人有了盼望。
So that Israel can have hope.
所以约翰福音四章十三、十四节这里说。
So it says in John chapter 4, verse 13 and 14.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在它里头成为，在原文是一井的泉源，直涌到永生。
Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
你看到救恩了没有？
Do you see the salvation?
你看到耶和华的井没有？
Do you see Jehovah's well?
神是在这里借着我们的主，他要做恢复的工作。
Here, God will use His Son to
做 recover.
To recover.
对。那我们需要再认识一点旧约的背景。
And we need to understand a little more history.
你知道神曾经跟以色列在西乃山定了旧约。
God had a covenant with Israel on Mount Sinai.
而且这个约呢是双方两方面都签过字的。
And this covenant was signed by both parties.
你如果读出埃及记第二十四章，你看一下。
If you read Exodus 24,
你看见他们双方怎么签约的。
You see how the two parties signed the covenant.
二十四章我们看第六到第八节。
Chapter 24, verse 6 to 8.
出埃及记二十四章第六到第八节。
Exodus 24, verse 6 to 8.
好，摩西将血一半盛在盆中，一半撒在坛上。
And Moses took half the blood and put it into basins, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar.
为什么这里要有血呢？因为你立约都要血的。
Why is there blood? It is because when you make the covenant, there must be blood.
但是血呢，它分两半。
But the blood is split in two.
一半是在盆里面。
One half is in the basin.
一半要撒在坛上。
And the other half is sprinkled on the altar.
好，第七节，又将约书念给百姓听，他们说耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。
Verse 7, then he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people, and they said, all that the Lord has said we will do and be obedient.
换句话，他们同意。签约了。
In other words, they agree to this covenant.
然后第八节，摩西将血洒在百姓身上，你看这就是他的身上。然后说，你看，这是立约的血，是耶和华按这一切的话与你们立约的凭据。
In verse 8, and Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you, according to all these words."
所以现在呢，这个旧约双方都签了字了。
So now this covenant has been signed by both parties.
现在呢，神要按这个约来对他们。
And now the Lord will use this covenant to deal with.
他们如果照这个约来做事呢，神要祝福他们。
If they do according to this covenant, then the Lord will bless them.
如果他们不守约呢，神要审判他们。
But if they do not do according to the covenant, then God will judge them.
结果他们离弃神拜偶像，就被掳分散到各地了。
So they left God, worshipped idols and sinned.And was taken captive and scattered throughout the nations.
因为神是按着这个旧约来待他们。
Because God is dealing with them according to the Old Testament.
但所以他们没完全没有盼望。
So there is no hope.
但是感谢神，他早就有预备。
But thank God he was very prepared.
因为在这旧约之前430年，神已经跟亚伯拉罕先立了一个约。
Because 430 years before the covenant on Mount Sinai, God made a covenant with Abraham.
这个约呢，就给了以色列人盼望。
This covenant gives Israel hope.
我们看一下创世纪十五章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪十五章。
Genesis chapter 15.
我们只看十八节就好。
Let's look at verse 18.
创世纪十五章十八节。
Genesis chapter 15, verse 18.
当那日耶和华与亚伯兰立约说，我已赐给你的后裔 从埃及河直到伯拉大河之地。
On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates."
你看见神跟亚伯拉罕立约哦。
We see that there's a covenant between Abram and God.
而且神答应把这个地给他的后裔哦。
And God promises to give this land to his descendants.
那这个约是怎么签的？
So how was this covenant signed?
你必须要来读第八十五章的第八到十二节。
You must read Genesis chapter 15, verse 8 to 12.
第八节，亚伯兰说：“主耶华，我怎么知道必得这地为业呢？”
Verse 8, and he said, "Lord God, how shall I know that I will inherit it?"
第九节，他说：“你为我取一只三年的母牛，一只三年的母山羊，一只三年的公绵羊，一只斑鸠，一只雏鸽。”
So he said to him, "Bring me a three-year-old heifer."A three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon.
第十节，亚伯兰就取了这些来，每样劈开分成两半，一半对着一半的摆列，只有了没有劈开。
In verse 10, then he brought all these to him and cut them in two down the middle, and placed each piece opposite the other, but he did not cut the birds in two.
那当时是怎么立约的？
So at that time, how was the covenant created?
他要把牛和羊劈两半分开了。
He must split the rams and the sheep into two pieces.
然后立约的人呢，他们两个到从这中间走过去。
And those that signed the covenant must pass through the middle.
这是当时他们的一种 custom， 一种风俗习惯。
This was their custom.
为什么？
Why?
谁违约了就要把它切两半。
So those that did not keep the covenant will be cut in two.
但是很奇妙啊！如果你继续读下，你读到十二节。
But if you read in verse 12.
日头正落的时候，亚伯兰沉沉的睡了。
Now when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram.
换句话说呢，正在签约的时候，亚伯兰睡着了。
So during the signing of the covenant, Abram fell asleep.
所以亚伯兰根本就没有经过。
So Abram never even passed through.
那谁经过了呢？
So who passed through?
你读十七节就看见了。
If you read in verse 17,
日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉，并烧着的火把从那些肉块中经过。
And it came to pass when the sun went down and it was dark, that behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a burning torch that passed between those pieces.
然后你再看十八节。
In verse 18,
当那日。就是前面刚才讲的，刚刚论过去的。当那日，耶和华就与亚伯兰立约说：“我已经赐给你的后裔，从埃及河直到伯拉大河之地了。”
In verse 18, on the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates."
所以神经过了。
So God passed through.
签了约了。
And he signed his covenant.
什么是冒烟的炉？
What is a burning torch?Or burning a smoking oven.
对，冒烟的炉是代表十字架的苦难。
Smoking oven represents suffering on the cross.
什么是烧着的火把？
What is a burning torch?
圣灵的工作。
With the work of the Spirit.
换句话说呢，神签这个约，神要付代价。
In other words, God signed this covenant, and He will pay the price of this covenant.
因为我们的主要在十字架上受苦难。
Because Jesus will suffer on the cross.
但这个约呢，是一个单边条约。
But this covenant is only one-sided.
只有神签了字。
Only God had signed.
换句话说，亚伯拉罕不需要做任何事情。
In other words, Abram doesn't have to do anything.
神负责一切。
God will take care of all of it.
但神仍然要亚伯拉罕做一件事。
But God wants Abram to do one thing.
神要他献以撒。
He wants him to sacrifice Isaac.
这就创世纪二十二章给我们看见了。
It says in Genesis chapter 22.
第一、第二节。
In verse 1 and 2.
这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。”神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地区，在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。”
Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
我们知道后来亚伯兰是献了以撒，对不对？
We know that Abraham did offer Isaac.
那献完以后，你知道神怎么说吗？
And what did he do? Or what did God say after he offered Isaac?
就是二十二章的十六到十八节。
It is in Genesis chapter 22, verse 16 to 18.
耶和华说：“你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说：论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的沙。你子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都要因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。”
Verse 16, and said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
亚伯拉罕献以撒，他才开始明白神的心。
After offering Isaac, Abraham can now understand God's heart.
有一天神要把他的儿子献上。
Because one day God will offer or sacrifice his son for us.
他怎么能够明白神的心？
How can he understand God's heart?
只有他自己先献上。
Only that he sacrifices his son first.
这里提到的爱是全本圣经第一次提到爱。
This is the first time love is mentioned in the Bible.
这个爱就是约翰福音三章十六节所说的爱。
And this is the love spoken of in John chapter 3 verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
所以因为神舍了他的爱子，以色列人有了盼望。
So because God sacrificed His Son, it gives Israel hope.
当主来到撒玛利亚的井旁的时候呢，救恩就临到了他们。
So when Jesus comes to the well of Samaria, salvation comes upon them.
所以现在他们有了盼望。
So now they have hope.
好，第十一节最后一节。
Verse 11, the last verse.
和希腊书第一章是最后一节。
Hosea chapter 1, verse 11.
犹太人和以色列人一同聚集，为自己立一个首领，从这地上去，因为耶斯列的日子必为大日。
Then the children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together, and appoint for themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land. For great will the day will be the day of Jezreel.
你知道到最末了的时候，万国要围攻以色列人。
We know that in the end, Israel will be besieged by all nations.
你看今天这个 situation 就差不多是这个样子了。
And today our situation is like this.
但是主要回来为他们征战。
But God will come and battle for them.
最后的征战，哈米吉多顿大战，对不对
？The last battle will be the Battle of Armageddon.
在哪里？
Where will this be?
Yes, it
is. It will be in the city of Jezreel.
所以呢，主为他们征战，然后这一天就要成为大日。
So God will battle for them, and it will become a great day.
到时候神要把他们召聚回来，享受神的恩典。
And He will bring them back so that they can enjoy His blessings.
因为耶斯列的日子要成为大日。
Because the day of Jezreel will be a great day.
这是惊人的大爱。
This is the amazing love of God.
我们会失败，我们会软弱。
We will fail and we will be weak.
我们会像以色列人一样。
We will be like Israel.
但是神的爱会改变。
But God's love does not change.
不断地做工。
He does not. He continues to work.
恢复我们。
And He
recovers
us.
使我们能够真正享受他的。
So that we can experience His great love and mercy.
感谢主。
Thank God.
听得见。我们有一些祷告。主，我们感谢你，你的爱真是长阔高深，非我们所能测度。我们从以色列人的历史看见，主，他们因着离弃 背逆你，引起的不仅是你的伤痛愤怒，更是你的心碎。所以今天我们远离你，我们以其他的事物代替你成为我们的偶像，主也是让你的心碎。但是我们感谢主，虽然我们软弱，我们失败，你的爱永远不改变，你总是用你的爱来呼召我们回转。主，盼望我们能够明白你的心，我们也振作起来，脱离一切的偶像，脱离一切背逆的事情，回转归向你，好让你的心得安慰得满足。主，我们感谢你，为着这惊人的大爱，我们只有俯伏敬拜，把一切荣耀赞美归给你。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。